Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and surrounding areas. So glad to be with you, and you today, trusting that you're enduring your quarantine time. Yes, and listen, let us maintain some joy. You know, your joy is supposed to remain. So today, let us get a little joy and sing a song of praise to the Lord. Say, I get joy when I think about what he done for me. That's just one. You know, whatever one come to your mind, and sing your song and glorify God today. Isn't it wonderful? Because this is the day that he's made, and we're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. Yes. So call 347-857-3925. Today is the day that you can call in, ask a question if you like or whatever. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here is Sister Dan.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we're giving you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord Father, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, you know what they're asking for prayer for, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now. Father, as we touch and agree with those that ask for prayer and our listeners as well, Lord Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for giving all of us strength this day, Lord. Father God, for just touching and agreeing and just praying and interceding, Lord Father God, for all that's going on around this world today, Lord Father. Father, it's no respect to person, Lord Father. Father, not even nation, Lord. And Father, we thanking you for hearing all cries this day, Lord. Father, we hold before you, Lord Father God, our prayer lists, Lord Father. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, touch our neighborhoods. Touch our cities, our states right now, Lord Father, the region right now, Lord Father. Father, as we continue to pray, Lord Father, for this coronavirus, Lord Father. Father, you say it will not come near our dwelling, Lord Father. And Father, we stand in touching and agreeing, Lord Father, for all those, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus, Lord Father God, over, Lord Father God, your people today, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that have lost loved ones, Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for their strength right now, Lord Father. We praying right now, Lord Father, that you send a comforter to them right now, Lord Father. Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. Father, the world in chaos right now, Lord Father, over this virus, Lord. Father, many are committing suicides. Father, many, Lord Father God, are losing their minds right now, Lord Father. Father, just being in quarantine, Father, have mercy today upon your people, Lord. Have mercy upon your people. Father God, let them rise up, Lord Father God, and know that you're the true and living God, Lord, and that there is no other but you, Lord Father. Father, we pray for America. We pray right now, Lord Father God, for the president, Lord Father, all those, Lord Father, that are in leadership right now. Father God, we're praying for them right now, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that they can do no more, Lord Father, than you allowed them to do, Lord Father. So, Father, strengthen the hearts of your people. And, Father, as they stand upon your word right now in the name of Jesus, and, Father, as they place the blood, Lord Father, upon their natural homes, Lord Father, and upon their spiritual homes right now, in the name of Jesus, touch hearts and touch minds this day, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, canceling every assignment, Lord Father God, that was sent towards this broadcast to anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, Lord Father. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, as you have free course, Lord Father. Father God, touch right now, Lord Father, my apostle, my bishop, my deacon, Lord Father. Touch the prophetess, Lord Father God, as the word come forth today, Lord. Father, we ask you to decrease them, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord. Father God, touch the hearts, Lord Father God, of the listeners right now, Lord. Father, we thank you for allowing this broadcast, Lord Father God, to touch many nations right now, Lord. Father God, through this broadcast, Lord Father, use, Lord Father God, each and every speaker, Lord Father. Father, to touch each and every listener in where they're needed right now, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Just pray. I'm just kidding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you hear your name? If you didn't, that you didn't call no name, did you? Well, anyway, send in your request, your prayer request to 347-857-3925. Send in that request at this hour so that we can put your name on the prayer list and we can call your name before the Lord in our other prayer times that we have. Because men ought to always pray and not faint. And we believe in the power of prayer. All of us here believe in the power of prayer. And we trust that you are well wherever you are this day. If not, we will pray that you are well. All right? Amen. 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 All right. Here is the word today. Man is a peculiar, puzzling, paradox, groping for God, and hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. Man is a peculiar, puzzling, paradox, groping for God, and hoping to hide from him at the self-same time. I trust that that's not you. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God for you, 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 and you today. I tell you, we thank God for being alive, don't we? We thank God for life, health, and strength. We glorify and magnify him this day. We thank God for those that are here in the office with us, Bishop Porter and Deacon Mike and Sister Diane and all. We thank God. And of course, you on the other end. We just glorify you and magnify you, God, for you being there. Because if it wasn't for God on our side, what would we do? So y'all have to excuse me just a little bit today too, okay? You have to excuse me a little bit. But you know what? God is working. You know, he's working in our behalf. It may not look like it. We may be, everybody got some kind of quarantine, some kind of lockdown their own in some way or another, in or out or whatever way it is, and all. But you know what? We're still here, aren't we? And God is still moving. And can you see him move? I know you don't see him because you can't do what you want to do. But let me tell you, God is still moving by his power and by his spirit. I'm so glad about it, you know. Yes, I'm so glad that he's moving on me, moving in my body, moving in my home, moving in my neighborhood. Glory be to God and your neighborhood also. We thank God for all of that. Amen. Praise God. Now, you know, I could talk about a whole lot of things today and you. How are you doing at your place at this time? How are you doing? You know, how are you getting along with your food, your toilet paper, sanitizer? Those seem like the things that it's more important to anybody. It's the toilet paper. It's more important to anybody today. I don't know what happened, you know, what made it so famous all of a sudden, you know. Praise God. But God is good to us, isn't he? Hmm? Yes, he is. I see somebody said that they went to the store and the store was, you know, offering them, did they want to buy some toilet paper? And they told them, no, we got enough. You know, I ain't never known I had enough. Praise the Lord. Amen. But God is good to us, isn't it? Isn't that good? Yes, he is. You know he good to you. And you got food, right? Hmm? You can't go, just can't go to the restaurant or the fast food like you want to do, used to do. What you doing about that? Why don't you make some fast food home? Do your french fries like they do them in the restaurant. You should have bought you a couple of packs of frozen ones. You know? And you can have your fries and make your burger, you know. Ain't that right? See, make your hot dog, a burger, something, you know. Do your Sonic hot dogs and Burger King's burger or whoever burger you like. You remember what's on it? Throw it all on yours. See, you could be right at home and still eating some fast food. You don't need to be eating in them restaurants so much. You know, you don't know what's all in there. You know, when they out there fixing them. But we eat, don't we? Mm-hmm. Y'all miss them crabs, don't you? Mm-hmm. You don't want to go. You want to go to, what's that place y'all we go to? Red Lobster, that's it. Everybody want to go to Red Lobster. Now what you going to do? Who you going to lobster now? Mm-hmm. Come on now, think about it. Get you some crabs somewhere if you can. Go crabbing yourself. Pick you some up and cook them. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you a solution, you know, today. Trying to get you to call your friends and your neighbors and tell them to come because we have a lovely, marvelous, talented young lady coming on in a little bit, and she has something to say. God has called her, and she's less than brilliant. I'll say it like that. She'll get me later. Praise the Lord. Praise God. But let me tell you, she is a wonderful person. Come from a wonderful family. Amen. Raised up in the church. Yes, she was. And God is using her. Yes, yes. And we are, you know, giving her some more pushes. Push out. Push on out there. Amen. So God can use, because you know what? God says he's having a nation that's going to obey him. He got to get rid of all these old cronies, you know. all that. You know, all these old ones up there, they don't want to make no change. They want to be the same always, you know, and everything. So God has to move them in order to bring this new army of people, the people that are going to march to his tomb and stay in rank. See what I'm saying? Because he constantly saying, stay in rank. Don't get out of your rank. Keep marching. You know, sometimes your feet may be hurting, but keep marching, you know. Your back may be hurting, but you keep marching. Whatever is going on in your body or life, you have to keep marching. Do you see? Don't break rank. Don't break rank, because God got something for you. If we make it through this, we can make it through anything, can't we? Praise God. And you know how you like to go shopping and, oh, yeah, look in them stores at them clothes and everything, you know. Where you going to wear clothes at now? Can you tell me? Ain't got too much you can wear right now to wear no place, so now you still got new clothes. All right, I'm just trying to help you relax a little and enjoy the trip. You wanted to be home, and, oh, I'll be glad the weekend comes so I can be home. You know that's what you say, and now you're home, weekend and all, right? Be happy now. You asked for that. Bless God. You just can't go to Disney. You just can't go out on Waterworks, whatever works out there. You can't go to the fair. You know, you can't go to the movie. Look at the movie on your TV. You got enough tapes in there. Look on your movie. I'm just giving you a little example today, praise God, because we get so frustrated, you know, about things and do dumb things, okay? And I don't want you to do any dumb things. I want you to, when it's over, I want you to be able to to jump and shout. I want you to be able to do that, jump up and shout, say, how I got over. My soul looked back and wonders how I made it over. Huh? And then you can tell a story. You have a brand new story to tell how you made it through and over all the obstacles and the lack, you know, and what have you, and the fear tried to take over. You know, Phil trying to take over everybody. He's really trying to. But if God promised you he's going to take care of you, did he tell you only in the good time? No, he's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of you no matter what's coming and going. Listen, when you read the Bible and you find out he took care of his people, huh? They ate, they drank. It was, some was unorthodox. Moses had to hit the rock, didn't he? Huh? For to drink some water, and you know, ravens had to come and feed them, and different things like that, and you know, different things occur in the Bible that God showed them that, you know, he was taking care. And just remember, excuse me again, just remember, glory to God, hallelujah. Just remember that God said he'll take care of you, right? Huh? And if he'll take care of you, he mean what he say. He will take care of you, all of us. Ain't no special person if you let him, if you believe him. And most of all, what? If you trust him. Oh, isn't that wonderful? You gonna trust God, right? I'm saying today that you are going to trust God. You're going to be the one to trust God. Yes, you are. Because we're depending on you. Yes, to pray. How many prayer warriors out there do I have? Raise your hand wherever you are. Just say, I'm a prayer warrior. Amen. And I'm going to pray. Pray more than I ever did. This is time. Pray more than you ever prayed before. You know, you've been used to saying the little children's prayer. Now lay me down to sleep. You know, those are the prayers you used to praying. Now, let's go a little higher now. Today we want you to go a little higher and pray. Pray more. Pray like you mean it. Pray that You don't want nothing to happen to you or your family. You're going to have to pray like that right now. See what I'm saying? Oh, Lord, have mercy, yes. Pray out your belly. Pray to the, you feel it like your stomach fixing to bust open or something. Your prayer is just coming forth from the deepest part of it. How about that? When you do that, I know you will. You're going to do that today. Because God is waiting to hear your cry right now. He's waiting to hear you, huh? Now, you know, think about it. All over the world, this is going on, huh? This has been unleashed all over the world, and it's being transferred by people. Hmm? It's in the air, but it's being transferred by people. Why? Because people are carriers, huh? They carry things. They carry on their body, on their clothes, you know, in their hair. You know, I know, don't cut your hair off now. My God, we do crazy things, you know. But God is blessing. And I just got to tell you about you, the ladies that go to the beauty shop. They have a little problem right now, don't they? We have two problems, that nail shop and that hair shop. Salon. Oh, my God. You say, what am I going to do? Well, learn how to do your own hair and your own nails. Get your bottle of polish and do your own nails. Okay? That's what you can do. Just trying to give you a little what you can do. All right? And we do thank God for everything that we have today. We thank God for everyone that's listening today. And we want you to take a part. You can call in, and we'll try to get some questions answered if you ask any, if you'd like to know some things concerning what the speaker is talking about. You can call, ask. Somebody will have you an answer. You don't know who it may be. Maybe Deacon Mike, maybe Bishop Porter, maybe Sister Diane. And, you know, maybe somebody else out there may have an answer, okay? All right. Now, we're not going to, we're going to give our own prophetess, Madeline, time to talk. And also, afterward, we're going to give you all time to put your 2 cents in. How about that? Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Now, okay, here is our own prophetess, Natalie Bond.
Praise the Lord. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for allowing me to be on Blog Talk today. I thank God for my leaders, Bishop and Apostle Porter. Thank God for my pastors, George and Sharon Bonds. I thank God for everyone, Sister Diane, Deacon Michael. I thank God for just the opportunity to speak what God has given me. So I am Natalie, and I just want to talk about basically retail life as a single Christian woman. And I will basically just start with just talking about, you know, being in this different type of industry. I've been in the industry for 15 years and a manager around 14 years. And it has been definitely a journey that God has brought me through. Started when I was in my wee early 20s, not knowing much about life. It definitely allowed me to grow up being in management and definitely showcased more of my faith in Christ. So being starting off in the retail world, I was just an associate, got promoted to being a manager, and experienced jealousy and lack of respect for being, you know, in the same store as an associate and getting promoted as a manager. So instantly, you know, I understood what those different things was, and being in my early 20s, not really knowing how to navigate that and didn't know much about life and these things happening. So it allowed me to mature, but having faith in Christ and having a support system helped me to navigate through how to deal with certain things, being a new leader in a world that, you know, I didn't know why I was in, but God had a plan the entire time. And that's the important part, to know that we may not know why we're going in different directions, but God ultimately has a plan and will give us the guidance that we need. So being in the management, I had to deal with different conflicts, whether it was with associates or customers, and knowing how to deal with that. And being a manager and being a leader, period, you have different skills that, or many hats that you'll be wearing. You'll be a counselor, a friend, a parent to the younger associates, perhaps your boss, you're a mentor. So there's different things that, you know, is going to be needed from you as you're interacting with different people. And, you know, being in the retail life, I didn't realize, like, I'll be interacting with many different people. So not just like in church where you have only the ones that will come into the church building, but being in retail and being a believer in Christ, I had those people who were saved and unsaved and from different nationalities and backgrounds that I would be interacting with. So it's super important for me to show Christ's love, to show myself friendly, to be respectful, and to watch how I treat people. So in different conflicts and different things that may come about, definitely having Christ within, he allowed me to know how to speak to someone, what to say and what not to say, or how to say it to them, how to approach a situation to possibly diffuse the situation, or to help someone that, you know, maybe struggling with a certain thing and knowing how to approach them about it. So that was very important. And I'm not going to say that I knew that all the time. There was many times as a single woman, God had told me, even growing up in church, you know, guard my heart, and God will send people to me, but it's not for a certain situation. It's for, you know, me to tell them about Christ and for the Christ within me to go forth more than anything else. And I, to be honest, struggled with that a lot. I didn't fully understood or grasp what that meant until later on in life. And those are different things that, you know, as a single person, you definitely need to have that guidance and support from leaders and those also believers in Christ to be able to help you understand what God is really saying to you and to guard your heart. So Proverbs 4:23 talks about guarding your heart and knowing that, you know, any situation that you're in, that we have to keep Christ as the main focus and knowing that he will help you navigate through things. So, you know, continuing in the retail life, it helped me to deal with certain situations in the church. So there's things where I definitely grew up and matured in the retail management life, and it helped me deal with certain things in Christ. And I had, you know, mentors in my life that would help me when I would speak of it, you know, one way, they'd help me see it another way and help and kind of put everything together when it comes to life of Christ and being working in the world as a servant of Christ. So learning how to work under different leaders, learning how to just keep myself consistent in prayer, working under different leaders, like prayer is number one, and prayer definitely helped me stay grounded in what I was brought up in. I was very shy, I was very quiet, and being in management helped me get out of my shell, and then definitely helped me to grow more in Christ, to know that, you know, praying to God and having him, asking him to help me through these difficult situations, I was able to you know, thrive and grow. And it prepared me to be a leader in ministry. And you never know who you'll interact with. God reminded me of a situation that happened, I would say last year. I was in a store, and we hired an associate, an older woman, and I never really interacted with her much, but there's one day I interacted with her, and there was a time when she, you know, she confided in me and told me about some health conditions that she had, she was dealing with. And then that conversation led to, you know, she should be, you know, closer to Christ, and she wants to go back to church, and she's just trying to find the right church home. And God really was able to deal with me and in encouraging her and talk with her through those things, and just tell her what I heard God telling me to tell her. And I'm glad that in that moment, it wasn't like, well, you're how many years younger than me, why should I listen to you? It was never that. And that just reaffirmed and showed me that this is why God had me in the place that I am in, is to interact with those people on a regular basis and just inform them about Christ. It didn't have to be in a certain setting. It was just in a normal setting, her just being honest about what's going on in her personal life. And then God had it to where she was expressing the want and need for Christ, and, you know, finding a church home, and she was looking for a certain thing. And I thank God for using me to be able to encourage her and for her, you know, to make those decisions to get back close with Christ. But, you know, what even is better is that having God, you know, listening to God in that moment, like a few weeks or 12 months later, she passed away. And that was like, when I heard that, I was like, wow, God, it's super important not to doubt and not to put my own insecurities in and say, well, who am I to talk to a woman who's mature, who's had more experience in life about you? But it doesn't matter. And it's not about me. It's Christ reaching those people that he wants to reach. And so we have to remember that wherever God may have us in our work life, that it's not about us, it's Christ allowing us to reach certain people that may not have been able to been reached otherwise. So that was super important, excuse me, that to realize and understand that, and to know that, you know, God has it all under control, and God has a plan, and we will meet different people, but knowing that it's Christ who gets the glory in all things. So being in retail, you know, the hours are not set. The schedule is not set. You know, there's times where I've missed church and I've missed different things because of the work schedule and what I have to be available for. And, you know, there is times that I struggled with that. And more recently, God was able to let me know that, you know, and now with the situation happening in the world, we're knowing that it's not just about being in a building, but having that Christ within and, you know, having that faith and trust in God within and having that relationship, intimate relationship with him first is what matters and what will get you through different times. And that's what helped me get through those different times of, you know, maybe not having that certain schedule that I may want, or, you know, why can't I have this like everyone else, and realizing that God has me, had me in the place for a certain reason, and that is okay. And that helped me with my prayer life and to get closer to God, knowing that, okay, I may not be able to go to a church building for maybe a few weeks at a time, but knowing that I still have my faith in Christ, and I still had, you know, everything that I've learned, I still applied it, and my faith didn't waver in that place because I knew that, okay, I have that intimate relationship with Christ. So no matter, you know, what situation you may be in, knowing that it first starts at home and it first starts within having that relationship with Christ, and knowing that, you know, you're able to listen to his voice and be able to get God. He'll be able to guide you through whatever needs that need to happen. So being a manager and being a Christian definitely goes hand in hand, because there's different, you know, ways that I have to and I should be acting because I'm representing Christ. So being faithful and knowing that, you know, when I'm working, it's not just to please my boss when they're looking at me. So there's a scripture, Colossians 3:22, servants obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service or as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God, obeying those that are over me and pleasing them all the time, not just when they're watching me, but serving them because I fear Christ and I respect God. So being a Christian and in management, knowing that I'm not going to just do one thing just to get ahead, but ultimately, as I display myself, I'm representing Christ. So that's super important to realize and know that I have to be faithful in all the things that I do and not lose myself in trying to please man, but knowing that ultimately I need to please God, and everything that I do, he sees, no matter if man isn't watching. My goal is to please Christ. I'm respecting my leaders, my bosses, and that is in church and in the world. And a scripture, 1 Timothy 6:1, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not be blasphemed. Respecting my leader, respecting my boss, so no shame comes upon the name of God and his teaching. That, you know, a lot of cliche is, oh, I thought you were a Christian, you can't do this or that or act that way. Knowing that the respect that I have for myself and for my leaders and for my bosses, I'm not shaming the name of Christ, but I'm respecting the God in myself and the God that I serve and presenting myself as, in a certain way. There's times where, you know, you're tried, and there's, you know, I have had bosses that were not nice and were very challenging to deal with, but knowing that I am not of this world, that when I am working, even if however they treat me, I know that my ultimate Savior is who I serve, and so I still act and according to how Christ has allowed me to be. There's scripture, 1 Peter 2:18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward. So no matter how, you know, you may be treated, and knowing that ultimately it's Christ who we're serving and who matters, and that has definitely helped me when I would vent to my parents, my leaders, about different things that's happening in the workforce, but knowing that God has me there for a reason. And ultimately, I had to realize that God has me in the place that I am for a reason, and to be okay with that, and it's to grow. And it helped me to grow, and it helped me to get out of my shell, and it helped me to stand up for myself and to speak up and speak out in a respectful manner, but also to challenge certain things that I may have not done if I wasn't in the situation that I've been in. So ultimately, I just thank God for, you know, being able to have the experience in management. And, you know, at first I just, you know, didn't know why I went into this area, because I wanted to be a kindergarten teacher. But God knows, and he understands the path that the reason why he took me on this path. And I'm forever grateful. It's always a journey that I would learn and to know how to treat people and how to be a leader and how, you know, many lives have been impacted and me not even realizing. There's people who would say, like, you know, I consider you a mentor, or, you know, I've learned this from you. I respect you for this because you did this or that. And it's mind-blowing to know that God has you in these situations. And a lot of people are looking and noticing, and I didn't realize that until a few years a few years ago in certain situations that happened in my life that there was a lot of people looking to me and at me and, you know, and it just helped me reaffirm my relationship with Christ and rededicate my life to Christ and knowing that every action that I take, you know, someone is watching and, you know, I ultimately am an example for someone, whether I realize it or not. And God allowed me to see that. And yes, it hurts the heart and, you know, God, but God allowed me to go through it and to be stronger coming through it. And so in all things, we know that whatever God's situation God has us in, you know, we are to represent him in his name and knowing that he ultimately is the reason why we do things. He ultimately is our savior. And I just thank God for, you know, everything that he has allowed me to go through and going through and understanding that, you know, I still have to guard my heart being a single and knowing that whoever God brings into me, I need to have that spirit of discernment and be aware and be alert and not just say, oh, it's this or that, but pray to God because faith is my foundation. And I always need to go back to where my foundation is. If my foundation is in Christ, and then I can go forth in other areas of my life. And I've learned that through the years. And I just thank God for the opportunity to speak to everyone. And I pray that this was a blessing for someone. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, if anyone has a question they'd like to ask? Mike, Deacon Micah, Diane? Yes.
Prophetess Natalie, I heard you said that, you know, you're a mentor to, you know, people look to you as a mentor. And, you know, I have to say that you are in a lot of areas. And, you know, I know this is about being single and in retail, but you're also one of my leaders in church. And not only that, but you're also, you know, my dance instructor in church as well. And you display, you know, patience. You're there. You're always willing to, you know, to help others. So being in retailing and you look at people that comes into your store, are you ever afraid to even, you know, address them if they ask you for prayer before you even get this strong, you know, in your faith? I know you said that you was shy, and being being now grounded before you was grounded, would you ever afraid to, you know, pray for anyone if they had asked you for prayer before?
Of course. I would definitely, and that, those situations actually happened in the beginning. But what I would do was, well, I'll pray for you when I'm at church. And I know that our ministers tell us, like, don't do that because you don't know when, you know, or, you know, when their last moment is. But I learned along the way not to do that. And, you know, now I'll go aside and I pray with them. But before I was like, you know, I'm going to pray for you at church or I'll put you on our prayer list. You know, we'll definitely thinking about you. But now, you know, it's a different situation. And I've learned not to do that. I would pray with them now, but before, no, yeah, I would just say, I'll pray for you when I get to church.
I know that. And just one more question. I know in the workforce that they don't allow you, or some places don't want you to, you know, to pray for people. You know, have you come across that encounter with, you know, they telling you that?
No, I actually never had an issue when I would pray for someone on the sales floor in the middle of business. I'd never had that issue, and I'm grateful for it, but I've never had any time where someone was offended or anything like that. I did have some associates who would see and, you know, also ask for prayer and different things, but there was never a situation where I was confronted or someone complained to my superior about it.
Okay, amen.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Natalie, this is Bishop Porter. I would just like to ask, how do you, are you in retail and management and as a single or lady, how do you handle a disgruntled customer when they come in and irate or very, you know, disrespectful, or, you know, and you then did all that you could to try to please them, and still, you know, they're trying to make trouble. How do you handle that situation or handle them?
Well, at first I struggled with it. So I remember when I first was a manager, I had a customer, you know, become very irate and, you know, curse at me and call me out my name. And I just stood there and, you know, let them do it. And they left. And I remember going to the office and calling my mom and just bawling, crying, because I'd never experienced that ever in life. I'm a person, I don't like confrontation. I still don't like it, but I'll deal with it more now because I've learned how to deal with it. So in management, you know, we get a lot of training on how to deal with irate customers and not how to judge customers and how our body language should be and how our stance should be and how we should answer and how our facial expression should be. And we shouldn't be waving our hands, you know, keep your hands to the side and, you know, acknowledge, you know, what the customer is saying. And even in all of that, if the customer is still becoming irate and if the customer is still, you know, being disruptive, then at that point I have the authority to ask you to leave my building and call the proper authorities that I may need to call. I haven't had a situation where I had to throw anyone out of my building, but I've had an opportunity where I would have to, you know, inform them and kind of pause and say, what else can I do for you? Or, you know, I've done all I can. If you can lower your voice, I would appreciate it. Or I'm going to have to do A, B, and C. So now being more experienced in it, I'm able to be more confident and not have that shaky voice or be trembling or anything like that, because those things don't scare me. And knowing that even in my Christian walk, you know, and being in ministry, hearing and seeing, you know, the devils raise up in people and all that, and having to take authority as God, who has called us to be, take authority of those things, I've learned, and I'm still learning. I have not arrived, but I'm still learning how to deal with those things. But I would say that I'm more confident in being able to diffuse those situations and not being scared. So, you know, less phone calls to my mom crying about certain things like that, but more being able to stand in that authority that, you know, I have.
Right, right. Okay.
Now, anybody else? Come on. Anybody else have a question there? My. I tell you that she does you proud. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And she's an anointed. She's an anointed dancer and choreographer, all that. She really is got a lot of people wanting her to teach them, show them how to dance and all, too. But, of course, she has to find time, right? Praise God. Now, you got a question, huh? Come on, you may have a question. What, do you work in retail? In some kind of how you might want to ask question how she did that, how she accomplished all that, you know. Think about this. That's the young lady that went to college and all, you know, and got her degree and just went into work, you know. Now, she might have had one vision, but God had another one for
right,
her, didn't he?
Right.
To bring her into leadership. You know, I just can't, I'm sorry, but I can't see her in no kindergarten. I just ain't never saw her there, not in no kindergarten, amen, not with a bunch of children, because that's some confrontations, ain't it? That's plenty confrontations, you know. And all, but I am so happy. You know, think about it. Do you believe that since your mother and your father had worked in retail, Providence, do you think that might have been part of your destiny too?
I mean, come to think of it, probably. I didn't realize it at the time, though. I didn't consider, I don't think I considered their being in retail. But retail is different aspects, so I never thought
yeah.
about it. But God had that plan.
Amen, amen. That's right. And got you. And to those that don't know, she is a twin, and her sister is Natasha. Probably it's Natasha. Yes, yes, yes. You may be hearing from her. Soon. We'll try to get her in here soon. But we thank God for this word. Now, anybody else got it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, go call. Now she's not here.
No,
hello, Prophet. This is Deacon Mike. I was thinking about how, as being a Christian and being a manager of a retail store, how are you handling this virus thing?
Right.
And what's, you know, and what can you do to really settle other people, like some of your associates? How do you handle them also if they call you, you know? That's what I had to say.
Thank you, Deacon Michael. All I would say is that we don't have fear. We have faith and plan and if they're an unbeliever, I would encourage them, you know, to accept Christ as their Savior to be able to navigate through these times and just for them to stay encouraged and not to fear and just to know that everything is taken care of. So, I mean, I've had some of them just say, aren't you scared of what's happening? Aren't you concerned? And I tell them no, because I have faith in God. And I know that he's going to see his people through. And that's kind of how it is. And, you know, being, you know, in Christ and in retail, you know, I can set the tone for the store. So being in the store, you know, being the first person in the store, I can, you know, set that atmosphere for no confusion, for no, you know, disruptions, and for God's presence to be there. Like, I can set the tone, and I've learned that, you know, whatever cycle may be happening, that, you know, I have the authority. God has me in that place for a reason. I need to use that authority that he's given me, and I just set the tone for the day. I need to set the tone for what I would like to happen, speak into the atmosphere and command certain things to come forth or command certain things to go. So that's another, you know, positive of, you know, being in Christ and being you know, working in the world is, okay, I can still bring Christ with me, and God can turn situations around and it work out for our good.
Amen.
Amen.
Go, girl. All right. Amen. Amen. You ready, ain't you? Okay. All right. Anybody else? Come on. I know there's somebody on this line. You wanna ask something, huh? Okay. Let's. No. You were not going to ask no questions? I know you on the line. You want to know you work. Don't you work in the retail, somebody on this line? It don't matter if you're a cashier. You're still in retail. You're in the store, right? If you're the cashier, if you're the cleanup lady, you still work there, don't you? And there are things you want to ask also, things you are questioning in that position when you see things, right? Think about it now. You do these things, and you're not paying attention probably because you didn't figure. You figure it's the salesperson and all that. That's what you're figuring on. But there's many phases of that. Of that in their lives too, because they're dealing with the public. They're right. Just like a pastor, okay, dealing with the public, dealing with people, all kinds of people, you know. And you have people that don't like you. You got workers that don't like you. You got people come in that I don't want her to wait on me. You know, racist type of people. You got. All kinds of those kinds. Okay, let me ask that question. Have you ever had to deal with a racist type person with that attitude?
But I wasn't the only, you know, person there when it happened. And I was actually ringing our register and someone said they didn't want to come to me. It was like, two black girls and then a white girl. And, you know, someone said they didn't want to come to me. They wanted to wait for the girl. So I didn't say anything and I let it happen, but I never physically dealt with someone in my face, you know, being racist to me. I haven't dealt with that, and I thank God. I don't know how I would handle that situation. But I've had, you know, people, and you don't know who you interact with. I've had people that would say, you know, smile, God loves you, or, oh, I see a light, like, and, you know, that's God's light. And so there's people who, you know, are knowledgeable about what they're seeing in the spirit, you know, and that's a good thing, that knowing, like, no matter what's happening, you know, God will send people your way, or people will see the light of God in you.
Uh-huh. Well, I'd like to ask, Pastor Sharon, what do you think about your daughter now? It's yours. Hello? Pastor?
Praise
Sharon.
The Lord.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, you know, I thank God for her this morning. I was listening to her, and one, I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of her because I can see that she has grown in and matured in God. Because it's true, which, you know, she was being honest in what she said, that
right.
She had to learn not to allow people to intimidate her, because that is the word, intimidation. And the fact that she learned from, you know, from things that happened, she learned from that. Not only that, but she learned in also in ministry how to handle certain things. And you have to, your day in the morning, before you leave the home, you really have to have a personal time with Christ. And I'm proud to see that she have grown, and she has. She literally, she has grown. She has grown and know that on Christ she can rely on and lean on. And if she is in a pinch, she know how to call her apostle and her bishop and say, I need help how to handle this. But, you know, I thank God for her. And I thank God that, you know, she has the, that God brought her through so many things, and God let her know that he's with her, and God encourages her to let her know he has more for her and that she's walking according to what he called her to walk in. It doesn't mean that you won't stumble along the way or make hiccups along the way, but the fact is if she keeps her hands in God, God will never let her down. So I'm very proud to hear the word. And I know she was a person that loved, when it came to school, I had no problem with her when it comes to school or learning her work. She was a very good student in school. She was very good. She didn't skip her homework or anything like that. So we know that God is the one that has been directing her and leading her, and know that how to handle different personalities. It's the same thing. The job and what in the outside world, in the ministry, is the same thing. How to handle different personality. How not to be intimidated if the person is older than you and God allow you to talk to them, how not to be intimidated. But you can be respectful and know your identity. So I'm very, very proud of what I've heard today. I'm a proud mama this morning.
And we proud too. We proud too. We proud too. A woman of her word. Of integrity. It's God looking for those types to so that he can use somebody he can trust. You know, we always talk about trusting in God, trusting in God. Can he trust us?
Amen.
But God looking for people that he can trust, especially the young. I don't mind pushing the young, and you know, they got something going. They people of integrity and honesty and really love and is really committed to God and God's people. You know, because some of them do act ugly. Some people do act ugly. Let's just admit it. You know, we know that's life. That's life. That's reality, okay? We don't want to fool ourselves. But we thank God for her being that way. We sure hope her father can hear this message sometime or another. Amen. Praise God. Okay. So can you ask that question, what you want to ask?
Prophet Nelly, another question that come to me is how do you deal and work with your superiors that is over you? You know, how do you handle that situation? You know,
meaning what? Like, how do I handle them? In what way?
When they come in about your store, complaints. Or whatever, you know. How do you handle it?
Well, I just have to have facts and just be able to speak to whatever situation has happened. So being confident and knowing that I know, you know, that I've taken the right step and I've done what I was supposed to do, just being able to speak to that. Now, I've had, you know, GMs that I've worked under that, you know, I may not have agreed with, but having the respect for who they are, that they are my superior, I just, you know, expressed my opinion, but still did whatever they asked me to do. As long as, you know, it was the right thing to do. But even if I didn't agree with many things, and that's a recent situation that's happened, you know, changing locations and dealing with a whole different kind of manager that I've never dealt with, God definitely was challenging me in that time to still, you know, be respectful above all things, whether or not I agreed or whether or not they felt like I was their enemy. I still presented myself a certain way, and I still was respectful. So that's also important to understand and deal with.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you have to ever have to recommend an employee?
Reprimand
an employee.
Oh, all the time. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I mean, before I wasn't okay with it because, you know, there's a point where in the beginning of my retail, where when I said that I was promoted from an associate to manager in the same store, I dealt with issues because those were my equal, and then I became their boss. And so when I would have to, you know, correct them on certain things, it was an issue, and I got a lot of backlash. It was a lot of jealousy. It was a lot of things that I never dealt with, and I was just like, I don't know how to deal with it. So I've grown from that, from then to now, and I don't put myself in the position of I'm your equal. I mean, we could be cordial, we could be work friends, but we're not friends. Just because when it and I express myself like, you know, when it's time to do your job, and I ask you to do something and it's not done, I'm going to say something, and it's not that, you know, well, I thought we were cool. I'm not going to let you get away with not doing your job. So my motto to my associates are, as long as you do your job, we're good. It's the times when you're not doing your job, then we're going to have problems. And so I'm very vocal about, you know, my expectations, and I've learned to be very clear and example-oriented in explaining myself, because even if I explain myself, there's language barriers. There's different things that people may not be able to, you know, understand what I'm saying. So I always ask, you know, how did you understand what I was saying to you? How did you take it? Okay. And making sure that we're both on the same plane and understand that, okay, this is what the expectation is, and then we can go forward to holding accountable after that. So in management, it's very much about, you know, giving your direction and following up. You know, you have to follow up to make sure that they're understanding what is being said, and then give either more direction or, you know, give that feedback, and it's always constructive feedback, and it's never emotional. You cannot be emotional with certain things. It has to be matter of fact. And so a lot of things we have to take emotions out of, and, you know, women ideally are more emotional. So there are some times where, you know, my emotions get into it, and I have to take a step back and realize, okay, you know, is this your emotion, or this is what's really going on? That's the same thing in Christ, you know. We'd be like, oh, Lord, this is it. But, okay, is your emotions taking over? Like, God, help me control my emotions and actually hear and see what's happening. So emotions can definitely take over certain things. So it's, you know, I've dealt with that as well.
That's right. I agree, and I can tell, even in your voice, how you have grown, you know, over a period of time, you know. So it's a blessing to you, you know, it's a blessing. And God have elevated you, and he got greater things for you, you know. See, so I saw it a long time ago. So, and I just thank God for you. Thank God for how he's yet using you, and he got more for you. So just keep your hand to the plow. You know, keep his hand in God's hand, and everything will be all right. Okay?
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Nobody else have a question on here, have they? Okay. Now, we're going to go here, and those of you that are on the line, maybe listening by another means, can you give us a little ring, push that one, and just tell her whether you enjoy it or not? How about doing that? Would you? Anybody? Did you enjoy it? I know I did.
I think she did beautiful.
I think she did. Well, we knew she was going to. We're going to have to put our chests out. We know she was going to do. Mm-hmm. If you ever seen her dance under the anointing,
yes,
you know she could just about do anything she put her mind to.
Yes.
She could just about
do. Very creative. Very creative.
God has really anointed her and blessed her. Now, come on, do anyone want to call in and let us know? Just tell her right now whether you enjoyed her, or you may want to hear her again, maybe on another subject. You know, who knows? She may have to tell about retelling with the virus. Praise God. She may have to come up with something like that, how to do retelling from home. You know, praise the Lord now. Come on, anyone, is there anybody else? Because we certainly enjoyed it. I don't mind telling you, I definitely enjoyed that. And listen, Anna, and she's so proper, isn't she?
Amen.
Oh, she's just so proper. She always been like that, though. Isn't that wonderful? Like, that's somebody? Oh, I see her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're on the air.
Hello, Pastor Gloria. It's Liz from Connecticut.
Praise the Lord.
It's snowed Monday, and it's so cold up there. But I did want to. I knew when I heard her name, I remember. I just want to give. I had gone to see you last year. I can't remember the date. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Probably in April, May, anyway. And I remember that I went, before I went in there, she was in the room, but I could see her spirit, her liveliness. She was so happy. It was like awesome. And then to hear her speak and all that, and knowing, you know what, she's doing an awesome job. I would definitely like to hear more, because it's always good to hear from, you know, other people's, you know, opinion or what they've gone through, and we help one another. But she definitely is awesome. It's just, I was like, I was blown away, because that experience, you know, like I said, I saw the light. I saw the spirit in her, and she was very awesome, very nice to me, you know, hugged me and all this stuff. And, you know, hey, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, welcome. And that's when that day I came, you know, to surprise you. But, yes, I would definitely like to listen to her. You know, we need all kinds of speakers, all kind of people to help and encourage, because we've all go through different experiences, you know, and we, you know what, and you learn, a lot from the children, just like in the Bible it says. I can confirm that. I worked on the school bus as an attendant, and I dealt with all kinds of children, all kinds of parents, schools, and all that. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome to watch these kids, whether they could talk or not. Some of them, their spirit, or they're willing to learn, or they need that love, or they come to you and hug you and love you. They don't. Some people don't even know you. I've gone to a store, and the parent says, oh, they don't go near, whatever. And the kid would come, look at me, and smile. And even one of them, I remember I went to BJ's, and this girl's called Mama, Mama, or whatever. And I'm like, oh, no, or Grandma, or whatever. And I was like, huh? And the girl was, it was the spirit of her. God speak to her. Grandma. So I was like, wow. But, like, I meet all kinds of children and, you know, people and all that. And I enjoy speaking with all kinds of people. I enjoy going out, doing whatever it is. But definitely I would listen to Natalie. She's awesome. Hey, you know what? We learn. We keep experiencing and learning, and that's what God wants. Keep learning. Keep helping. Let's help one another. Let's see through his eyes of using Natalie, whoever it is, for her, and showing, you know what, we watch, we look. It's important you look at people, how they look, how they act, how they feel, you know, what kind of day they might have or not, because you know what, we all have some days that are like, and some days, so, we're human, we're all sinners, we're human, and that's it, and talking to the Lord and praying, and what she does, it's really awesome. And she's come a long way. But you know what? She's awesome. And just like you all are, you pastor and the bishop and deacon and everybody, I can't say enough how much I love and miss you people. And, you know, God has a plan. God has a plan. And we have to keep going forward. Well, I'm going to let you go. But, Natalie, you were awesome. just continue, keep going. Before you know it, you know what, Natalie? You might wind up being like me, because I used to be, I was kind of shy. But then now it's like, hey, that Holy Spirit works in you. God teaches you and shows you, and you learn, you know? You learn through the hard times. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got to go through those storms. But you know what? With Him, you could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love you all, and I'm going to let you go because it's cold up here. It's cold. Lord, get on me. Oh, it's cold. I need a heat wave up here. It's snowing. It was cold. Oh, well, I'm going to let you go. Love you all. Love you, Natalie. Everybody there praying all the time, praying and hearing the word. And, you know, listen to CD and anything that helps, whatever way, praying, whatever it is, learning and keep going and keep going. That's it.
We love you.
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? And no, thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Glory to God. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? God is good. God is good. Yes, yes. She. That's the same person. She, we thank God for her. Yes, she's getting promotions, more promotions. We got another promotion for her, too. Amen. Church promotion. Yes, we have church promotions, too, for her. Hallelujah. Stay tuned. You have to stay tuned. Oh, we have some wonderful things in store for God's people. At this time, those of you that can't get out, all right, we have some wonderful words from different ones to, you know, those that can't get out. And, you know, and give us a call. You want to come on? Give us a call, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a call. Those you want to come on sometime? Just give us a call. Let us know so we can put you in that slot, you know, and let you come on and let us know long as you ain't getting out of the way now. You know, we ain't getting up trying to, you know, hurt nobody, really. You know, we only want to tell the truth of it. Tell the truth about yourself if you want to do anything. But don't get nasty or anything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good to us. And we thank God for everyone that's been on this line today. I tell you, I just can't get over that. It's so beautiful. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. She need to get her own radio show, huh? Hallelujah.
She was good.
Amen.
She was beautiful.
It was good enough, too, that perfect language, you know. I know she must have did good in English, didn't she? Glory to God. Ain't God good? God is so good to us, and we really appreciate her and her family. You know, we appreciate them. Glory be to God. They're a wonderful family, you know, Christ-led family.
Amen.
Thank God for it. When you can have Christ in everything that you're in, even in your workforce.
That's
you know?
Right.
Because some people be in the workforce, they be different, totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And when storms come in their life, they be exceedingly different. Oh, my God. They turn on you like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
You know they'll turn on you like that. But listen. God is moving right now by His power, by His Spirit. Now, this is your chance to tell your story. You have a chance to tell your story. Call one of us. Call. You got a whole lot of us to call to let us know that you want to come on and you want to tell your story. All right? Let's put it this way. What God has done for you, how He's done it, and how He brought you through. I know most people want to hide their stuff when they go through stuff. If things ain't going right, they don't want nobody to know. And you don't know if that somebody could help you. You need to know by keeping all of that. But without somebody to help you, you don't make it through, Holly. You see, you can't hardly make it through. And when you make it through, you're torn. You see, you're torn in shatters because of the troubles and the problems and the storms you went through. Hurricane hit you. You know, we talking about spiritual hurricanes hit you. See, your emotions are torn and everything is out of place, okay? Well, listen, you ought to call in. Amen. You still got a few minutes to tell her, tell us how did you enjoy Natalie, and we will get Natalie to come back. Whatever subject she wants, if she want to continue in that, she may have some more to that, who knows. But still in all, we'll get her to come back because she is a wonderful speaker. We thank God for her.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, you didn't wonder about what she was saying either, did you? You understood it and everything else. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
My God. But anyway, you know who I am. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am who I am. Praise God. By the grace of God. And I thank God for you that have been on this line today. Amen. Okay. All right. And what we want Prophet Natalie to do is we're going to have her in just a few seconds to pray us out. And Sister Diane going to tell about the address and everything and all. And after that, Natalie going to do the prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for Prophetess Natalie today. You know, we thank God for allowing her to allow the Holy Ghost to just operate in her today. May God continue to bless her on her journey. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have missed this broadcast or you would like to share this broadcast with someone else, you can also visit our page on Facebook on Logan International Ministries and just go ahead and click that link to Blog Talk Radio and you can hear Prophetess Natalie broadcast again, and not just that broadcast, it will continue on to other broadcasts that Apostle Porter has put out there. You can also, you would like to bless the woman of God, bless this radio broadcast, continue to keep it online. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. That's LogianInternationalMinistries.com. And hit that donate button. That's LOGION International Ministries. And hit that donate button. You can also send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida 32704. I now turn it over into the hands of Prophetess Natalie that she will pray us out.
Amen, amen. And Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to come together one more time, Lord. We pray, Father God, for you to continue to keep our minds stayed on you during this time, oh God. We just thank you for encouraging your people, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and continuing to keep us going forth like never before, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your protection, your grace, and your mercy. And we pray, Father God, for you to touch this broadcast again on tomorrow, Father God, for your word to come forth like never before. And we just thank you and we praise you and we honor you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying.
God.